Welcome back, listeners. This is a very special episode of Scallywag Show Tunes because, Charlie, we are doing a radiothon for the first time.
Well, Arthur, I've got a bag of thongs here off the beach to donate to a worthy cause.
No, Charlie, it's a radiothon.
Oh, do you mean like radio thong, like a shoe phone, like Maxwell Smart?
Oh, Maxwell Nong, more like.
You mean Maxwell Thong?
No, radio thon.
Well, what is a radio thong anyway?
I don't know, but I think there's money involved. Like, people donate money.
Not thongs?
No, not thongs. They donate money to the radio station, and that's why it's a radio thong.
What? I've never seen a brass razoo of that money.
Nah, the money doesn't go to us, unfortunately, Charlie. Big mistake. No, we are volunteers, and so we're doing it for free.
Volunteers? I thought volunteer was a paid position. Mm. Are you saying we're doing this for nothing?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, Charlie, it's a long story, but the Duchess...
His Lordship.
Master.
Sir.
Tony Smythe. He coerced us, yeah, against our will, to come into these studios and work for nothing, and now we are practically chained to the console.
He's got a nerve chaining us to our work.
So let's take... the means of our production.
Yeah, and start up our own thong company.
No, get someone else to do the work for us.
To wear the thongs for us.
No, to sing the songs for us.
Oh, you mean sing the thongs. Oh, radio thong.
Oh.
I get it. It's a play on words.
Well, anyway, Charlie, what is the thong they're going to sing?
Thong the thing. Look, what I do know, Arthur, is I'm not lisping anymore.
Oh.
It's above my pay grade.
Oh.
My non-pay grade.
Oh.
The song we've chosen is based on our theme today.
What is it?
Which is place names in ye olde England. This is A Town Called Mallet.
Oh, you're just smacking a lip then.
Oops. There's really a town called Mallet.
Maybe, but there's definitely a town called Alice. Yeah, that was by The Jam, by the way.
You're making me angry now.
Well, I think the town called Alice was in Australia.
And that's originally where they transported all the bad people. Yeah. The convicts from England.
Yeah, like our Uncle Dickie.
Yeah.
But then they sent all the bad people from Alice to Malice, didn't they? Stands to reason, doesn't it?
You know? Oh, yeah.
It's like reverse transportation.
Ah, right. Blimey, so there is a town called Malice.
Well, the Jam says there is. So there must be.
Because some people believe what the Jam says must be the gospel truth, isn't it?
Some
right?
people, yeah. So now let's just move on to the next thing, up the junction by the UK Squeeze.
I thought it was up the Duff.
Why do you think that, Charlie?
Because the lady in this song seems to be up the Duff for quite a bit.
Forgiveness, but begging's not my business, and she won't write a letter, though I always tell her, and so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Yes, Charlie, I would agree about 62% of that song is devoted to pregnancy.
Two pregnancies?
No.
Didn't he say he wanted another baby?
No, Charlie, listen to the lyrics. He says, she looked just like her mother, if there could be another. As in another mother.
What would he want another mother for? He's already got one.
No. She looked just like her mother. And so therefore...
Which alludes to...
What I'm trying to say is, Professor,
spit it out.
Let's just play another song, shall we?
You mean another song about another place name, Arthur, as opposed to another mother?
You are a brother from another mother.
No, Arthur. Have you already forgotten? Same mother, different fathers. Get it right.
Here is a Billy Bragg song about being on the road.
Wishing the days away.
On Monday I wished that it was Tuesday night, so I could wish for the weekend to come. Tuesday I wish that the night would pass, so I could call you on the phone. Now a man can spend a lot of time wondering what was on Jack Ruby's mind. And time is all I have without you here. Wednesday when you hung up, it was as much as I could do. Stop from wishing Thursday would pass so quickly. They're out there making history in the linen shipyards today. Here I am in the Hammersmith Hotel, wishing the days away. Mm-hmm. room for one more soul down in the human zoo. I don't want you to come here though, I want to come home to you. Somebody's knocking at the door, it's later than I'd been. It's time to put on these stinking clothes and get out there and sting. Friday, I wish that there was something more to be seen in the letters you send. Saturday, I wish that it was Sunday, or will this torment ever end? Sometimes I take a notion to put a torch to the tools of my trade. Here I am in the Hammersmith Hotel, pushing the days away. Here I am in the Hammersmith Hotel, pushing the days away.
If this show is about songs with place names, how is that a place name song, Arthur?
Because he mentions the Hammersmith Hotel, of course.
Oh, very briefly. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the story goes...
What?
He's a father who's never there for his poor children, who goes on the road and probably, wait for it, wait, probably has a fling with some floozy in the Hammersmith Hotel.
No, no, Charlie, the only part you got right there was the Hammersmith Hotel. How'd you come up with that convoluted story?
Huh? Merely by deduction, Arthur.
Deduction? Oh, I would call that projection. He's not in the song. None of that was in the song. He's just a lonely old musician wishing he was at home.
At the Hammersmith Hotel?
No, somewhere else. I don't know, maybe Malice.
Or up the Junction.
Could be Clapham.
Or maybe London is calling him home, Arthur.
Oh, yeah, I think London is calling me home.
Why is London calling your home, Arthur? How did London get your number?
It's not. How could it? I don't even have a phone, Charlie. Or a home.
See? This is why you need a shoe phone or a radio thong.
What?
At the ready.
What?
Maxwell Nong. Because you never know when London's calling.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river. To the Imitation Zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning out.
With London Calling.
Now we've come to the end of our bag of thongs that we found on Bondi Beach, Arthur. It's time to remind listeners to send us all your money.
Just a donation will do. Remember to ring that number, though. You know the one, the one that starts with a 9 9 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3 1 3
Nine.
Charlie?
Three. What is it again?
Nine double three.
3-1.
Charlie, stop
it. All right, you can. You go. You go.
9-3-3-1-3000. Or
go online
to
heasideradio.com.au.
I think. That's it.
There will be a volunteer and not getting paid at the other end.
But it won't be us, Charlie.
No, because we are non-paid volunteers who have gone above and beyond our non-pay grade.
I think all volunteers are unpaid, Charlie.
And that's why, Arthur, it's time to say goodbye. And we'd like to mention that no fongs.
Or thongs.
Or songs.
Or phones.
Or convicts.
Or pregnant women.
Or poor children
were armed in the making of this radio-thong. Radio-thong.
Episode.
Yes, of Scallywag Show Tunes. We are Arthur.
And Charlie.
Chimbley
Esquire. At your service.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
I've been driving in my car.
Action. Did you know, Charlie? Coincidentally, radiothon is taken from the word marathon. And marathon is also a place name.
Oh, is it a thing that athletes do over and over again?
No, they just do it once for a very, very long time. Until they get to a place called
Marathon.
No, Athens, actually, in Greece, obviously.
Where they run around a lot in tunics and thongs. Oh, I get it.
Oh, I'll get you with a thong in a minute, Charlie.
Sorry, Arthur, I've already donated it.
You can't donate thongs, you know.